want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Praise Yahweh. This is part 7 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu and the Word Studies menu. In part 6, we saw in Matthew that the chief priests were Edomite Jews, and they brought Yeshua Christ before Pilate. The famous phrase, King of the Jews, does not read as such, because the word Jew is a made-up word invented in the 18th century AD. It was snuck into the 18th century translations and replaced the Latin word Judaeus, which comes from the Greek word Judaeos, which comes from the Hebrew word Yehuda, which is Judah. Judah is not Jews. Judah was one of 6 sons of Jacob and Leah. Judah is the territory of the tribe of Judah. Israelites of the tribe of Judah are called Judahites. The inscription on the stake read, Jesus, the Nazarene leader of the Judeans. If the land of Judah were not merged with the land of Idumea, then the land of Judah would never have been changed to Judea. So the inscription would have read, Jesus, the Nazarene leader of the Judahites. Jesus did not come for everyone in Judea. He did not come for the Jews in Judea. He came for the Israelites of the house of Judah in Judea. Then he sent his apostles to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who were the 10 tribes scattered among the nations, walking in ignorance. We saw in Mark that the Jewish Pharisees were teaching silly laws about hand washing that are not in the commandments of God. While Christ and his taught ones were teaching the washing of sins through repentance and returning to the way, the Jews were teaching the washing of pots and pans. In Luke, we saw a centurion send elders of the Judahites for Yeshua to heal his servant. These Judahites were not Jews. Jews don't seek Yeshua for healing. They've created a pharmaceutical empire and drugged our people into anti-Christian Judeo-zombie trans-Gentiles. We saw in John that the Jewish Edomite priests came to see what John the Baptist was doing. John called them offspring of vipers. He knew, just as Christ did, that they were the Jewish children of the devil, posing as Levitical Israelites of the house of Judah. We saw that the Jews tried to claim Passover as theirs. But, silly Jews, the angel of death will not pass over you in that day. How can Passover be for the Jews? Okay, class, let's see if you've been paying attention. Were the Jews ever in bondage in Egypt?
No!
What about Assyria?
No!
How about Babylon?
No!
That's right, the Jews were never in bondage to any man. How do we know this? Well, They boasted about it in John 8:33.
We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How say you, you shall be made free?
Their own mouths condemned them. The Jews are not Israelites. Israelites were in bondage. We saw that Nicodemus was respectful to Christ and learned from Christ that we are born from above into the flesh and blood race of Adam, and that the churches teach that you are born again, which is the mistake Nicodemus taught, because that's what the Jews were teaching the Pharisees and the people, because the Jews don't know what they are talking about because they are not Israelites. They have no say and no standing because they are not born from above. They are born from beneath. They are imposters. We saw the episode of the Samaritan woman at the well of Jacob. She was an Israelite woman living in Samaria and referred to Jacob as her father. The Jews don't claim Jacob as their father. The Jews are children of Esau. The Jews use Abraham because they can swing that over the easily swooned Judeo-Christians. They do come from Abraham through Isaac and Esau. But you can't claim you are a pure blood if you don't have pure blood. Esau mixed with Canaanite women. The Jews are Canaanite Edomite Jews, mixed Mamzer mongrels. A bastard cannot claim anything from a pure-blooded father. This Samaritan woman was eligible for salvation because she was talking to her kinsman redeemer. We also learned that salvation does not come from Jews or a Jewish Jesus. Salvation comes from among the tribe of Judah, which is a reference to Yeshua Christ, who was born in the territory of Judah, among Judahites, in the territory then known as Judea. We saw the Edomite Jew priests persecuting Yeshua because they hate the truth, the way, and the life. It says Jews, but it should read Judeans. And if you know your stuff, you know it's referring to Edomite Judeans. This is the so-called New Testament, and you must be aware that Judeos can mean a Jew or a Judahite, because the land of Judah was merged with Idumea, so Judea is filled with wolves and sheep. The Old Testament was easy, because where you saw the word Jew, it always replaced Yehuda, which never identifies a Jew. Yehuda is a Judahite of the tribe of Judah. Jews are Edomites. We saw that Christ chose his 12 disciples and knew that one was a Jew devil. He chose that devil to betray him rather than one of his own people. We saw the word Jewry again in John. Jewry is a made-up word. Jew is a made-up word. Jewish Jesus is a made-up savior. Judeo-Christianity is a made-up religion. Being a Gentile is a made-up identity. The rapture is a made-up airline. Everything our people learn in the churches and on TV is made up. It's all made up by the Jews to keep you from being raised up unto eternal life. The time is now, because once this life is over, the test is over. And if you want to pass the test, you have to do more than just believe. And you have to kick Jaime out of your heart and invite Yeshua Christ in. How can you tabernacle with Yeshua if you are tabernacling with Jaime Jesus? We continue in John, where Yeshua is at the festival of booths. John 7:10. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews, which should read, then the Judeans, sought him at the feast, and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceives the people. Howbeit, no man spoke openly of him, for fear of the Jews, which should read, Fear of the Edomite Judeans. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught, and the Jews, which should read, and the Judeans marveled, saying, How knows this man letters, having never learned? So we see in verse 11 and 12 that the Jews were seeking him at the feast. Some Jews saying he was good, other Jews, saying he was a deceiver. Well, these were not Jews. They were Israelite Judeans that were brainwashed by Jews. The Judahites had the law on their hearts and the divine influence calling them, and for some it was enough compunction to seek Yahweh. For others, they were so hopelessly under the spell of the Edomite Jew Pharisees that they sided with them and took Yeshua for a deceiver. Today's churchgoers would do the same thing, for they love Haimi Jesus and his Happy Meal messages of love and prosperity, all-you-can-eat pork, and free rapture tickets. You can be born again when you say, "I believe," make an altar call, and accept Jewish Jesus into your heart. Now pass the plate around and be generous if you want the Lord to be generous to you. In verse 13, why would Jews be afraid of Jews? Because the Judean Israelites were not Jews, they were Judahites. The Judahites were afraid of the Judean Edomite Jew Pharisees that had the authority. Today, people are punished for exposing Jews. Websites and YouTube channels are shut down. Laws are being passed that make it unlawful to boycott Israeli products. People are jailed in other countries for exposing Jews. Speaking the truth is called hate speech, which is defined by Jews. The Jews are making it unlawful to deny the Holocaust. Voltaire said, "You know who rules over you when you can't criticize them." In verse 15, the Jews marveled at Yeshua's teachings. This is because some of these Jews were not Jews. They were Israelite Judeans, Judahites, that had been taught Judaism instead of Mosaism. Judaism is the laws of devils. Mosaism is the laws of Moses. The Jews teach Judaism in the name of Mosaism. Just like the churches teach Judeo-Christianity in the name of Christianity. Judeo-Christianity is an oxymoron. Judaism and Christianity do not mix. The Edomite Judean Jews marveled at Yeshua's teachings because the Jews were not teaching Yeshua's teachings, because these Edomite Judeans were teaching Judaism, the religion of devils. Officers are sent to arrest Yeshua, John 7:32. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. These were not Romans, they were the Edomite Jew priests' officers. The churches teach the Romans killed Christ. Scripture states the chief priests killed him. Verse 33, "Then said Yeshua unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." Then said the Jews among themselves, which should read, "Then said the Judeans among themselves, Where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles?" The dispersed is correctly translated here, as it refers to the dispersed nations of the tribes of Israel. Those that did not come back to Judea after captivity and forgot their heritage and identity. Gentiles, which also should not be in the Bible, is a Latin word that only means a nation, race, or people. Most of the time it refers to the dispersed nations of Israel. Sometimes it refers to the other nations of peoples. Here in verse 35, the King James Version translators took the Greek word Hellene, which means a Greek-speaking person, and put Gentile. This is a deliberate error used to change an exclusive message to support a universalist message. The Greek reads 35. Therefore, the Judeans said to themselves, "Where is he about to go that we shall not find him? Is he about to go to the dispersion of the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What manner of saying is this that he said, 'You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" Yeshua was speaking to the Edomite Judeans in verse 35. Yeshua was telling the Jewish Pharisees that they cannot go where he goes, which is to the Father. No Jew will be resurrected because they are reserved for wrath and destruction, and they come from beneath. Paul explains this in Romans chapter 9, where he contrasts the vessels of mercy and honor and the vessels of wrath and dishonor. That Yahweh is the potter, Isaac was the clay, and Jacob and Esau are the vessels made from that clay. Jacob is the father of the Israelites, which are not Jews. Esau was the father of the Edomites, which are Jews. The Jews are from beneath and cannot ascend. Chapter 8. Christ is talking to the Edomite Pharisees for the benefit of true Israel. Those Israelites in the crowd that hear his voice with understanding. Yeshua was speaking the truth, and the Israelites in the crowd heard it, but the Jewish Pharisees just didn't get it, because they are not his people. John 8:19. Then said the Edomite Pharisees unto him, "Where is your father?" Yeshua answered, "You neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. If you are not of him, you will not know him." Christ is stating that these Edomite Jews do not know Christ or the Father. Yeshua foretells his death. Verse 21. Then said Yeshua again unto the Edomite Pharisees, "I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come." He is still talking directly to the Jewish Pharisees. Verse 22. Then said the Jews, the Edomite Pharisees,
"Will he kill himself? Because he said, 'Where I go, you cannot come.'"
And he said unto the Edomite Pharisees, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." The Edomite and Canaanites are from of this world. They came from beneath. They are the children of the serpent. True disciples, verse 31. Then said Yeshua to those Jews, meaning to those Israelite Judeans, which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Edomite Pharisees answered him,
"We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How say you, 'You shall be made free'?"
In verse 31, Yeshua is speaking to the Israelite Judeans. Here, in verse 33, the Edomite Jews unwittingly expose themselves as Edomites and not Israelites. The children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, in bondage to the Assyrians, and in bondage to the Babylonians. Verse 37, "I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you." Christ knows that the Edomites are Abraham's seed through Esau, but Esau was a race traitor and sold his birthright. He took non-Israelite wives when he race-mixed with the daughters of Cain. His children after him are all Edomite Jews. They are hybrids with mixed blood. they are exempt from any inheritance, covenants, and promises made with Abraham's pure-blooded children. Verse 38, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Christ himself distinguishes between his father, Yahweh God, and the Edomite Pharisee Jew's father, Satan. Notice Yahweh, the Father, is the capital F Father, and the Jew's father, the devil, is a lowercase f for father. Christ was not being mean. He was speaking the truth, which the churches refuse to accept because they've been brainwashed by Jewish lies. Verse 43, Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own devices, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you censures me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is from of God hears God's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews, meaning the Edomite Jews, and said unto him,
Do we not say well that you are a Samaritan and has a devil?
Yeshua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews, meaning, then said the Edomite Jews unto him,
Now we know you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And you say, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who made you? Yourself?
Yeshua answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then the Jews, meaning, then the Edomite Judeans, said unto him,
You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?
Yeshua said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Yeshua hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Why don't the churches believe the red-letter words of Christ, which exposes the Jews as counterfeits and imposters? Because they drank the poisoned Kool-Aid of the Edomites. A man born blind from birth receives his sight by Yeshua Christ. Chapter 9 is symbolic of the blindness of the children of Israel to the gospel, blind to the heritage, the covenants, and promises made to our father Abraham. The Jewish Edomite Pharisees investigate the healing. John 9:17. The Edomite Pharisees said unto the blind man again,
What say you of him, that he has opened your eyes?
He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews, meaning the Edomite Pharisees of Judea, did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we know not, or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if any man did confess or profess that he was the Christ, those professing should be put out of the assembly hall. The Edomite Jew priesthood had agreed that anyone who supported that Yeshua was the Christ would be excommunicated. The parents were not afraid of the Israelite Judeans. They feared the Edomite Jews who were posing as Israelite Judeans. Just like today, our people reverence the Jews because they were taught that the Jews are Israelites and were God's people. But they are not. They are Edomites and are the devil's people. The churches just cannot see past the Jewish fables. They cannot see the plain rebukes of the Jews by Christ himself. They don't know who is who in Scripture, so they don't know who is Jew and who is not. And the churches just don't believe the word of God when he states that he hated Esau, and that the prophecy of Obadiah is about the children of Esau and their ultimate doom for every one of them. In chapter 10, Yeshua explains that he is the good shepherd and cares for his sheep. He explains the thief and robber enter into the fold some other way. The lost sheep are the children of Israel. The thief and robber are the Edomite and Canaanite Jew Pharisees. Christ is talking to the Jew Pharisees for the benefit of the Israelites' hearing. John 10:6. This parable spake Yeshua unto them, but the Jew Pharisees understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Christ explains that the Jewish Pharisees did not care for the sheep. They only led them astray. The Jews do not give their life for the sheep. They take the lives of the sheep. If you're not Jew savvy, then you will wind up as the Jews' savory meat. Verse 15, as the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have,
the house of dispersed Israel,
which are not of this fold,
the house of Judah.
Them, the house of dispersed Israel, also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. There was division, therefore, again, among the Jews, which should read, there was division, therefore, again, among the Judeans for these sayings. There was division among the Israelite Judeans, because some believed Yeshua, and some believed the high priests more. The Jewish priests were not divided, because the Jews wanted Christ dead. Yeshua is rejected by the Jews, John 10:22, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. The feast of dedication, during which the candles are lit every evening to commemorate the Maccabean victory over the pagan Greeks in 165 BC. Hanukkah is not a Jewish holiday. The Jews turned it into their own holiday and perverted the meaning. Hanukkah is a Judahite memorial because of the miracle which happened to the house of Judah. Verse 23. And Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews, which should read, then came the Judeans, meaning the Edomite priests, round about him, and said unto him,
how long do you make us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Again, these Edomites just don't get it, because they are not able to. They are not his sheep. Verse 25, Yeshua answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The words that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, that they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Wisdom 3:1. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of Elohim, and there shall no torment touch them.
Back to John 10:30. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews, meaning, then the Edomite Judeans, took up stones again to stone him. The Pharisees hated him and wanted to kill him. Jews, in verse 31, are Jews, Edomite Judeans. Sure, there were probably some Israelite Judeans who took up stones too, and that would be because they were brainwashed and knew not what they were doing. Verse 32, Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews, meaning the Edomite Judeans, and probably some of the ignorant Israelite Judeans, answered him, saying,
For a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, and because that you, being a man, make yourself God.
If these Jews were true Israelites, they would have accepted Yeshua. The priesthood would have recognized Yeshua as he who was prophesied about. The priesthood was no longer an Israelite Levitical priesthood at this time. It was overrun with Edomite, Christ-hating Jew children of the devil. Yeshua received word that Lazarus was sick. John 11:7. Then he said to his disciples, Let us go unto Judea, which is the territory once known as Judah. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews, meaning the Edomite Judeans, of late sought to stone you, and you go there again? Yeshua answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. Yeshua knew that Lazarus was dead, but his raising was to be to the intent that the family and friends of Lazarus would believe. Verse 16, Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Thomas was more afraid of the Edomite Judeans than the faith he had in Christ, implying that if they went to Judea, they would all be killed. The Jews were not happy about Yeshua and his taught ones teaching everyone the truth, which the Jews worked so hard to cover over with their flying scroll of swoonism called Talmudism, which is Judaism passed off onto the ignorant and deceived Gentiles as Christianity. Verse 19, And many of the Jews, which should read Judeans, came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Jews came to comfort Martha and Mary? No. Judahites of the house of Judah in Judea came to comfort them. These were not Jews, they were Israelites. Verse 30, Now Yeshua was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews, which should read, the Judahite Judeans, then which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goes unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Yeshua was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Master, If you had been here, my brother had not died. When Yahshua therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also, which should read, and the Judahite Judeans also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Prince, come and see. Yahshua wept. Then said the Jews, which should read, Then said the Judahite Judeans, Behold, how he loved him. These were not Jews. These were Israelites of the house of Judah, Judahites, Christ's kinsmen. The plot to kill Yahshua, verse 45. Then many of the Jews, which should read, then many of the Judahite Judeans, which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Yahshua did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Yahshua had done. While some of these Judeans may have been spies, some, out of ignorance, reported to the Pharisees to prove that this is the Christ. Little did they know that this only fueled the Jew-Pharisees' anger and jealousy against Christ. Verse 47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said,
What do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
The Jews were getting nervous because Yahshua was exposing them and threatening their authority. The Edomite Pharisees were concerned with their occupancy, or their place, and their own Jewish people. They could care less about the Israelite Judeans, who they already had under their mind control. Caiaphas, an Edomite Jew high priest, knew that Christ came for his own people, and that Christ should die, so that Caiaphas's people, the Jews, perish not. Verse 53. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Yahshua therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, meaning he walked no more openly among the Judeans, but went there unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews, meaning, and the Judahite Judeans, Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Yahshua walked no more openly among the Judeans, meaning all the peoples of Judea, which were Canaanites, Edomites, and Israelites. The Israelites and other Adamic nations were the only ones in Judea that were not Jews. This was during the last Passover of Christ's ministry. Passover was not a Jewish holiday, because Jews are not Israelites, and Jews were not enslaved in Egypt, because Jews were never in bondage to any man. Plot to kill Lazarus, John 12:9. Much people of the Jews, which should read, Much people of the Judeans therefore knew that he was in Bethany, and they came not for Yeshua's sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he has raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews, which should read, many of the Judeans, went away and believed on Yahshua. In verse 9, the Judeans could be Israelite or Edomite Judeans. In verse 11, the Jews that believed on Yahshua were not Edomite Jews, because Jews don't believe on Christ. The Jews wanted to kill Christ because of his miracles, and dispose of the evidence, Lazarus. The true Israelites were waking up from the brainwashing of the Pharisees and Sadducees and turning to Christ. More proof that the religious sects at the time were infiltrated by the Edomite Jews teaching some other doctrine. John 13:33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, meaning, and as I said unto the Edomite Judean scribes and Pharisees, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you. So if Yeshua is talking with Jews, why is he saying that Jews cannot go where he goes? Because Yeshua is not talking to Jews. He's speaking with his disciples just after Judas Iscariot, the Edomite Jew, went out to the Edomite Jew priests to betray him. The disciples were not Jews. They were Benjaminites of the house of Judah. Yeshua was telling his Israelite disciples that he said to the Edomite Jew Pharisees that they cannot go where he goes. It's all in the texts, even in the King James perversion, but the churches just can't see it. They would rather be kissed with lies than slapped by the truth. They would rather believe their pastor than the words of Christ. Yeshua before the high priest, John 18:12. Then the band and the captain of the officers of the Jews took Yeshua and bound him. These were Edomite Judeans, and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, which should read to the Judeans, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Notice that the captains and officers of the Jews took Yeshua. These were the priests' officers, not the Romans. In verse 14, Caiaphas was giving counsel to his fellow serpent brothers, explaining that it was necessary for Christ to die so that all the people do not follow him. There may have been some Israelites on the council, but they didn't matter because the Jews had full control, just as the Jews have full control of our governments, countries, corporations, colleges and schools, churches, banks, the media, and, well, everything. What don't they have their sheeny little fingers on? The high priest questions Yeshua, John 18:19. The high priest then asked Yeshua of his disciples and of his doctrine. We see that Christ's doctrine was different than what the Jew Pharisees were teaching. Christ's doctrine is also different than what the churches teach. Verse 20, Yeshua answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort, and in secret I have said nothing. Jews, in verse 20, are not Jews. Yeshua didn't teach Jews, he rebuked Jews. Yeshua taught the Judean Israelites that resorted in the temple and the assembly halls. Verse 21, Why ask you me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Yeshua with the palm of his hand, saying, Answer you the high priest so? They brought Yeshua to Pilate, hoping Pilate would judge him. Verse 31, Then said Pilate unto them, Take you him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews, which should read, the Edomite Judeans, therefore said unto him,
It is not lawful for us to put any man to death.
That the saying of Yeshua might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. The Romans did not kill Christ, as the churches teach. The Jews killed Christ. They wanted the Romans to carry it out so the Jews were not to blame. If the Romans were not there, the Jews would have stoned Christ. Verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Yeshua and said unto him, Are you the king of the Jews? Which should read, Are you king of the Judeans? Yeshua answered him, Do you say this thing of yourself, or did others tell it you of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Which should read, Am I a Judean? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done? Pilate may have suspected that Yeshua and the Jews were two different ethnicities. Surely he noticed that Yeshua and the Israelites had straight noses, and the Jews had hook noses. Pilate did write a letter that described Yeshua as a white man. Verse 36, Yeshua answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, which should read, that I should not be delivered to the Edomite Judeans. But now is my kingdom not from here. Pilate therefore said unto him, Are you a king then? Yeshua answered, You sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, which should read, And he went out again unto the Judeans, and said unto them, I find in him no fault. But you have a custom, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Pilate was not asking Yeshua if he were the king of the Jews. He was asking if he were the king of the Judahites of the house of Judah. When Pilate went out unto the Judeans and said he found no fault, Pilate was speaking to the Judeans collectively, which were a mixed multitude of Canaanites, Edomites, and Israelites. John 19:6. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying,
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Pilate said unto them, Take you him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews, which should read, the Edomite Judeans, answered him,
We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Pilate did not want to be a part of an unrighteous murder. The Edomite Jew Pharisees had their own laws, yet they did not want to be the ones known to have killed him, which is why they agitated the crowd and tried to get the Romans to do it. When Yeshua told Pilate that he had no power to release him, and that power is given from above, that the Jews that had delivered him unto Pilate have the greater sin. Verse 12, And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews, which should read, but the Edomite Judeans cried out, saying,
If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar.
Verse 12, Jews are the Edomite Jew priests speaking. The Jews could stir up trouble for Pilate against Caesar. The Jews are experts at blackmailing, entrapping, and agitation of crowds. Antifa, anyone? Verse 13, When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Yeshua forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about noon, and he said unto the Jews, which should read, and he said unto the Judeans, Behold, your king! But they cried out,
Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!
Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered,
We have no king but Caesar.
The chief priests were Edomite Jews. Jews have never and will never accept Yeshua as king. Just as many of our own people in the churches will never accept him as king. They already have a Jewish king named Jaime, who offers eternal damnation in the fires of Gehenna, but sells it as salvation in the form of rapture tickets to good little Jew followers. Verse 16, Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Yeshua and led him away. The crucifixion of Yeshua, verse 17, And he, bearing his stake, went forth into a place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. The Greek has pale, as in a pole of impalement. Verse 18, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Yeshua in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, or stake, or pale. And the writing was, Yeshua of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, which should read Yeshua of Nazareth, the King of the Judahites. This title then read many of the Jews, which should read Judeans, for the place where Yeshua was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews, which should read of the Judeans, to Pilate,
Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews.
Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. The Jews knew they were not Israelites, and they didn't want it known that Yeshua was king of the house of Judah and all Israel. The Jews in verse 20 that read what Pilate wrote were Judeans, which included all the peoples of Judea, which were Canaanites, Edomites, and Israelites. Yeshua is not the king of the Jews. He's the exterminator of the Jews, which happens when Yeshua Messiah returns. Yeshua is the king of the Judeans, meaning the Israelites living in Judea, which would be the Israelites of the house of Judah, who are called Judahites. The other 10 tribes of Israel were scattered among the nations and settling Europe at this time. 99% of all the children of Israel were elsewhere, and less than 1% were still in Judea, and they would be Judahites, because only a small remnant of the house of Judah returned to Jerusalem from Babylonian captivity, and by the time of Christ, this 1% were all in mental captivity in the Jewish matrix of deceit. It's no different today. 99% of our Israelite brothers and sisters are trapped in a Judeo-prison for their minds. 99% of our people are still lost and walking in darkness. 99% of our people are Jewish Jesus worshipers or atheists. 99% of our people are in danger of hellfire. The Burial of Yeshua, John 19:38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Yeshua, but secretly for fear of the Jews, meaning for fear of the Edomite Judeans, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Yeshua, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Yeshua. Joseph was Mary's uncle. He was a wealthy man and a member of the Sanhedrin. Joseph was a disciple of Yeshua Christ. Joseph was careful because of the Jews. Jews, in verse 38, are Jews. Edomite, Judeans. Verse 39, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Yeshua by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Nicodemus was one of the few Israelite Judeans that was a Pharisee. He had to be careful because of the Jews. Remember, the Edomite Jews were the rulers of the priesthood at that time. Verse 40. Then took they the body of Yeshua, and wound it in linen clothes with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury, which should read, as is the manner of the Judeans is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man laid. There laid they Yeshua, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, which should read, the Judeans' preparation day, for the sepulchre was near at hand. Jews, in verses 40 and 42, are Judahites, Israelite Judeans. These are not Jews. Yeshua appears to the disciples, John 20:19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, which should read, for fear of the Edomite Judeans, came Yeshua, and stood in the midst, and said unto them, peace be unto you. We keep seeing supposed Jews fearing Jews. What's going on here? Well, the Judean Israelites feared the Judean Edomite Jew Pharisees and those who followed the Jews. This is because the Edomite Jews held the power at that time over all the Judeans. Today, the Jews hold power over the whole world. Mystery Babylon is the Jewish control over the banking system, London, the military, United States, and religion, the Vatican. That wraps up the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We see in the New Testament that the word Jew replaced the Greek word Judaeos. So anyone who is unlearned or believes the lies of churchianity, when they see the word Jew in the New Testament, they presume it's talking about Jews, because it says Jews. But you have to be able to discern who is who in the New Testament, because the land of Judah and the land of Idumea were merged and then called Judea. A Judean is now an Edomite Jew or an Israelite of the house of Judah. There are no Jews of the house of Judah, because Jews are of the house of Esau. Jews are Edomites. If you continue to believe the lies from the mouth of Jews and from the ignorance of the churches, then you will continue to be
blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes.